Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
So this is the Friday edition of the podcast from the Triple M Gold Breakfast Show, Flan, Ally and Spider. Poem of the week from Flan Joe Patterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, it's the stories from the week made into a rhyming ode, the Australian bush ballad.
Yep. We love it. We'll get to that. Spider, Super Saturday, is so big. With
massive.
A bloke you played footy against is now the coach of the Gold Coast Suns.
Oh, I reckon we've got to be fair. He played against me. But, yeah, Damien Hardwick, it's going to be huge. And an interesting stat just for all the punters out there.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Titans are playing the Dragons. The Suns are playing the Tigers. All four teams have got four new coaches.
Yeah.
That would be,
which is amazing,
an extreme rarity.
Absolutely. Mm. Yep. So two of them are going to go home pretty happy and two very, very disappointed. So.
Good story. What about you, Big Al? What else you got?
Oh, well, Damien Hardwick's going to be on the podcast. Ali on a fitness/weight loss journey, and today was weigh-in day because before Easter you got to lose a certain amount of kilos.
Yeah, I made a bold claim, didn't I, last year? And
yep.
Old mate brought it back up again.
Well, you can't sit there.
15 kegs.
Can't blame me. I didn't say
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm actually thanking you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Most of the time. There are moments when I'm like, and like today when I could have had a nice coffee from the coffee truck and muffins.
Held strong.
From Triple M Coffs Harbour.
You hang in there, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Looking on international.
I'll eat that crap for you.
Yes.
That's how much I love you.
Thank you.
I'll tip it in my head as fast as you can look at it.
Oh. On International Women's Day today, we catch up with a former Southport High student and a great singer. She's also host of Australian Idol. Ricky Lee Coulter is on the show. We get her thoughts on International Women's Day. And what about this local?
Well, her new album's called On My Own.
Yes.
And she's really excited about it.
How come they didn't call her either Ricky or Lee?
Ricky Lee's her first name.
Yeah, but why? Why didn't she just run with – why do you have two first names?
Like Marianne.
Hyphenated names.
Yeah. Why didn't she either have Ricky or Lee?
A lot of dislike about you, isn't there?
No, it's just a simple question.
It's an observation. I hope that she marries Bing Lee and becomes Ricky Lee Lee.
Oh, that's not bad. That's pretty good. All right. Hey, look, International Women's Day, you catch up, Ali, with a local – Poppy, who's got a great story.
Yes, she does. She's an absolute champion. She's 79 years old and she's been in the travel industry for 40 years. But, yeah, it was just lovely to hear her thoughts. She absolutely loves working and doesn't want to retire anytime soon.
See, who loves working?
Yep. Mm.
Well, you do.
It's part of a person's identity.
Given that the only answer is you, Spider,
yes,
Everett.
Exactly.
You love
you
it.
Should go
myself
and, work,
and Poppy.
Why don't you go and work part-time for Poppy on the weekend then you can just continually work?
Well, Pammy might get jealous.
Yeah,
your neighbour. If working for Poppy.
Wouldn't see him, you see.
Yeah,
right. That's Spider's neighbour.
Neighbour, yeah. All that to come in this podcast. What else?
But in the meantime, I want to put it to you.
Yes,
Ali,
please.
You have spoken for years about taking on a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
Spider, you've taken part in one.
Oh, yeah, I turned up.
Yeah, you got it handed to you. But that's all right, you still did it.
I had to do three...
rounds.
Two or three minute rounds. And
with who? Against
yeah,
who?
Yeah, who did you fight against?
Oh, I can't remember. He played at Morningside. It was another ruckman at the time.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
we
40,
went in 40. There. And Scotty Settler and a few others were on the same card.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and, look, I'll be honest, I did not train. I thought,
At all.
That surprises
what
me.
What? How? You can't even...
Well, tell me that halfway through the second.
Oh, okay. You would have been terrible. Oh,
when you can't hold your hands up anymore.
I won the first. I reckon I won the first. It would have been really close. And he had a bit of blood on him. I thought, I'm going all right here.
1,000 punches, three of them landed?
Yep. And then the second, I just ran out of energy. And third, I was throwing these custard tarts that weren't even, I got to the corner and this guy was just belting me, and I've just turned to the judge and I've gone, just ring the bell.
Please tell me there is footage.
There'd have to be. My daughters wet themselves.
Let's find it.
I walked out all as happy as Larry, walked back with my bloody tail between my legs. I was flat as.
Well, Plathy, I reckon I'd be very interested to see how you'd go round. How do you think a fight, three-rounder, would go with you versus anyone?
Who would it be against?
Yeah, come on. I've always said that I would absolutely love to have a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said I wanted to do it before I was 50.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know it will make me train, there is no way that I won't train hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I did.
Match. And I absolutely admit that I will probably go in there and, like you, Spider, just get punched out.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Yeah. It's just something I've always wanted to do. Yeah. I absolutely love boxing.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to take her on, but I know Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Oh, anyone that's got the surname Ali.
I think that's a sensible first fight. Work your way into
too.
It.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a piece of...
You know. The reason I ask Plathy and the esteemed colleague Peter Spider Everett is that... Iron Mike Tyson, your favourite
This Iron Mike.
There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defence is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, I'd question his diet in preparation for a fight, and he'll never be a foster parent. But Iron Mike Tyson will fight Logan Paul, apparently, on a Netflix special fight.
Yeah, 20th of July in Texas. Oh. I've already pre-looked at getting tickets.
Iron Mike, at 57 years of age, would you still get in the ring with him?
No way.
No way.
Okay. Because I don't know much about Logan Paul.
Well, he keeps stepping up. Everyone says he's going to get it handed to him.
He's a YouTuber, isn't he?
Yeah, he was a YouTuber. Yeah. Got himself in a lot of trouble, actually. He went into a Japanese cemetery, apparently, a forest, where there are actual dead people, and he was a bit disrespectful, and he lost everybody, and then he left what he was doing and became a boxer and has filled stadiums and done brilliantly ever since. I think he's had quite a few fights now and he's going okay. So the Tyson-Logan Paul fight will be a big event on Netflix.
It'll be massive.
Unbelievable backstory.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, his backstory. And he's taken on some big fights and he's taken on some Joker fights. But even Mike Tyson at 57, you know, it's a couple of months away and he'll have himself cherry ripe.
Oh,
and it kind of reminds me because he punched someone in an aeroplane only about 6 months ago. So
yeah, did he?
Yeah, he's still pretty keen to throw a couple around. But, yeah, I'd love to go.
Oh, serious? Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I think it's free if you're a Netflix subscriber. So good luck to everybody concerned, including Logan Paul.
Yeah.
My God.
Imagine
that's the last thing in the world I'd ever do.
If this song was playing. But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Here we go.
Do you reckon, will he walk out with his tiger?
Yeah, I hope so.
With his tiger?
Yeah.
Even his tiger's
going to walk out with Logan Paul's head on a platter.
All right, here it is. It is the podcast for the 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast Show. Flan, Ali and Spider. Hello to Flanjo.
Oh, I love this time of the week. Flanjo.
On you, buddy. You won't love this.
Oh.
This time last week, I eschewed a topical poem. And I wrote a poem about you becoming the father of the bride.
Yes.
And I received this message from Spider Alley.
Aww.
I really appreciated the poem yesterday, in brackets. You will never hear this from me again. It was beautiful. Caitlin loved it. I loved it. And I know the work that goes into them. So thank you again. It was another part that made the day, in brackets. Again, you will never hear this word again. Just wonderful, Spider Everett.
He does have a heart.
We do. So
he does. We love you. Anyway, I feel like I really owed the world a topical, all of the news stories poem of the week. And here we go. Are you ready, Big Al?
Go for it.
You're like the conductor. Here we go. There was movement around the station for this week around the country. The AFL bounces up the premiership trail.
Yeah, come on.
At Carrara People's First Heritage Bank Metricon Stadium on Saturday, the Suns will grab the Richmond Tigers' tail. The Suns will shine, the crowd will roar, it'll be a great Saturday night. And to Dusty Martin and his ragtag crew, get your mouth guard, son, we're ready for a fight.
Yes.
The Titans too will take the field, the two codes set to simmer. Come Saturday, good luck to all and Godspeed to Dez and Dimmer.
Come on!
Super coaches. A 4-metre great white pointer died on Kingscliff Beach. Mm. Speaking of sharks, Donald J. Trump displayed his Republican reach.
Who does cucumbers around here? Because I like cucumbers.
Excuse me. A great white shark washed up in Kingscliff. The Bowls Club boss, Phil, would engage us. I'm sad and I'm not sad this giant beast passed away. It looked exhausted, like it just got back from Vegas. Face the judiciary. And you're an idiot and you shouldn't be a rooster. Right in front of Kingscliff Bowls Club, jaws just up and died. Ali hit the fitness trail, 15 kilos to let slide. What's that? We're right behind you, Ali. You're like Triple M's Ash Barty. No more croquettes, girlfriend. You got to fight for the right to not party.
Yay!
Damn. Damn it!
Two lots of racist comments. The Ukraine needs more in armaments. Early voting for council elections kicked off, and the Premier misled the Parliament. Oh. Sam Kerr didn't have her best week. Stephen Miles could say the same. Iron Mike Tyson.
Yes, come on, Iron Mike.
Will fight Logan Paul, after which Logan Paul won't remember his own name.
There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. Yes. I want to eat his children.
Wow.
Come on, Iron
Whoa,
Mike.
Oh, there goes his chances of ever being a foster parent. No matter where you live, who you love or what you play, I hope you have a happy International Women's Day. Nikki Taylor retired from the presidential race. Donald J. Trump is back and at his meanest. In his inimitable way, Donald J. Trump reminds us that his J stands for genius.
Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it.
It's your poem of the week.
Oh,
come on.
Flinter. I am spent.
Spent.
This is Alex Sexton.
This is Sam Collins.
This is Tuke Millier from the Gold Coast Suns.
Oh, I'll tell you what, if you want to... I'm too excited.
No, you can hear all the Titans and Suns action live and exclusive here on 92.5 Triple M Gold. And on Listener, download the app, favourite your team, and stream all the games on your mobile computer or smart speaker.
Can I go now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Come on.
It's footy season. It is here. Finally, the AFL season is here. We are super excited. We know the Titans are playing on Saturday night, but Saturday afternoon, 3:20 here at, I don't know what it's called anymore.
Heritage.
No, Heritage. It's gone. But anyway, he's joining us right now. The coach of the Gold Coast Suns.
To Shane. Just to tell him to let the play unfold. There's no need to rush that disposal.
Hey, Skip. It's going to be one of these games, I reckon. This involves you putting your head in the hole for the remainder of the quarter. All right? And just getting it going forward. All right? Hard and tough. Good boy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's hard and tough himself. He's unbelievable. Damien Hardwick, he's played over 200 games. He's coached over 300. Five premierships between player and coach.
Bloody legend.
And he joins us right now. Dimmer, thanks for being a part of Triple M this morning. And more importantly, what can we expect tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, hey guys, how are we? Thanks for having me.
Excited, thank you.
It's exciting. It's look, it's awesome. You know, the round zero concept's really taken, I think, the northern states by storm. And, you know, if we sort of think about the general population of Australia, half of it is based in New South Wales and Queensland. So it's awesome for the AFL to invest, and we're looking to put on a good show and hopefully we fill the stadium. I think there's a couple of hundred tickets left, but we're really excited to be a part of the action come round zero.
Now, Dimmer, I know that he's under a bit of an injury cloud at the moment, but Dusty Martin, you know, he's the first player you ever drafted. You've had so much to do with him, and I know it's your job as coach to teach your sons how to shut him down and be all over him like a raging rash, but come on, be honest. Is there just a tiny little part of you that still wants to see him succeed?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, he's a good friend of mine also. So, look, yeah. He's one of those players you know, even as a fan, I would go to watch. He's an incredible athlete. And there's a reason why he's one of the best players to ever play the game. He works incredibly hard at his craft. And, you know, it's something we speak to our players about all the time. There's a reason that the very best are the very best. They work harder than most. So, look, he's still got a lot of footy left in him. He won't play this weekend, obviously. I think he's up on the coast. So if you see him, make sure you say hello. He certainly loves a conversation. He's and all that sort of stuff. So... We could have a little poll, where's Dusty? That'd be nice. But, it's a shame he isn't playing, but because you certainly love to see the marquee players on the bigger stages.
Yeah, well, we love a chat too, Dimmer, and it's great to have you on the show, and good luck for the year. We're so excited that you got the job. Well, include you in one of our chats this morning. Spider was talking about getting a car back from your youth. Is there one car from when you were a young bloke that you would love to have back these days? Exactly that car, not just the make and model, that car.
Yeah, well, I could tell you one of the biggest mistakes I made when I was lucky enough to win a flag with Essendon in 2000. I was sitting there in the tattoo shop waiting to get my turn at getting there, and I thought, listen, I'm not a tattoo type of guy. Spider, on the other hand, is. Yeah. So I made the fatal mistake of going to a Saab dealership and buying a bloody Saab. So, worst mistake of my life. The Saab cost me $55,000, which I never saw a cent for. The tattoo would have cost me $112,000. So, don't do what I did.
I was just going to ask, are you loving life on the GC?
Yeah.
It's terrible. What are you talking about? Sun every day.
Where do you like to go, Jim?
Oh, it's incredible, the whole thing. Look, to be honest, I've got a pretty simple lifestyle. I get up, I generally walk along the Esplanade around Burleigh and all that sort of stuff. So it's a beautiful place. Very fortunate to be a part of this lifestyle. And don't get me wrong, I do love where I live sort of thing, but my job up here is to coach footy and get us winning some footy games and get us where we need to go. So I'm just blessed to be a part of it. And we've got a great club with some outstanding people up
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. We sure do, and we're thrilled about it, mate. Well, look, when Gary Ablett Jr. joined, I got a chance to sit down and chat with him at a charity day, and he was so thrilled to live in a city that wasn't as footy crazy as Melbourne. Are you finding it just a little bit easier pace of life where no one knows you?
Yeah, it is, but it's also I sort of want people to know us because it means we're winning 100%. And we're actually taking the AFL by storm. So we want that people where they actually – sort of half despise us and give us a disparaging look along the Burleigh Esplanade from time to time. But it means we're actually doing a good job. So but we are looking forward to getting some wins on the board and hopefully that changes.
Just to let you know, Dimmer, there's a lot more places around the Gold Coast than Burleigh, all right? There's still places up north. There's not just everything runs around Burleigh. But thanks very much for joining us. We're looking forward to it. We can't wait. Make sure you do. Get out there to whatever the stadium is called tomorrow. And
People's First Stadium, get out there tomorrow, and
it's going to be a packed crowd, but good luck.
Yeah, get on board. It's going to be an exciting year for us. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah. Well, we don't know if we're calling it a weight loss journey, fitness journey, but, Ali, it is weigh-in day today, so let's just take a look on how this is all unfolding.
My esteemed co-host Spider Everett has dragged out some audio of me claiming I was going to lose 15 kilos by Easter at the end of last year. And here you go, I will declare, if I have not lost 15 kilos by Easter time next year, you can come over to my house and throw away whatever you want. So now apparently I'm on a weight loss journey. Got me up in the gym, just working on my
fitness. He's my wit. Officially, we had a couple trials, but it's been a month.
Okay.
And we've trained once.
Listen, I am committed.
Well, you're here for 4 hours a day. If you've got a bike, if you've got a bike, if you've got a stepper, if you've got an ab roller, what about one of these even?
Now, you too can have the sexy body and hot six-pack for everyone to admire.
If you've got it at home, we need it. Andy in Ashmore.
Yes, good morning, guys. I've got a stationary upright bicycle that she could have. I bought it for my wife and she doesn't use it.
Perfect. We love it. We'll have it, Andy.
Just working on my fitness. He's my witness. All right. Here we go. Right. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
You've got first marker.
Well, you've got 21 days to lose the 15 kilos.
Yep. I want to get down to 73 kgs. That's the goal.
Good idea.
And look, some people might go, that's not healthy to lose that much weight in that short amount of time. However, what a lot of people don't realise is how indulgent I am day to day and how I do zero exercise. So all I'm actually doing is healthy food and ramming some exercise in there. So this is what I've cut out so far. I haven't had a coffee since Monday.
That's incredible.
But I don't have a coffee. I have Mocha's with sugar in. I've cut that out.
That's the
thing. I do things like I make creamy mashed potato full of cream and then the next day I fry it in lashings and lashings of butter.
Good eye.
No takeout, no alcohol, no blue cheese on crackers. I'm just actually behaving. So,
And
is it killing you?
You know what? I'm doing the show from Coffs Harbour today because I'm down for there's a whole bunch of Gold Coasters down here for the National Touch Footy Tournament. So here they've got all these amazing muffins outside, and the coffee truck rolls up. I was today thinking, should I just get one coffee? And I didn't. I'm sitting here on my green tea.
Well done, you.
No, I'm determined, and I really, as much as you're taking the Mickey. Spider, in a way.
Okay, you're getting away from the stats. Here we go.
We've run out of time.
No, play the drum roll, Al. Come on.
He's giving you a radio.
I want stats. Because I have already organised Bosch bins delivery just before Easter.
It just arrived in your driveway, actually. It's blocking your garage, Al.
All right. Well, look.
Need to block the fridge.
On Monday.
That's not nice.
Could you please?
Neutral corner. That's a low bone.
Listen, if you can't give it to me hard, we're not really friends. Wow. We're not really friends and co-hosts. You know what I meant, don't you feel
me? Yeah, okay. But that won't get used out of context, don't worry.
No, not at all. On Monday...
Okay, here we go.
I was 91.2 kilos.
Yes. Right,
another drum roll.
So today, how many days later? 3 days, 4 days later? I'm at 87.6.
Oh!
Yep. I've lost 3.6 kilos already, and I haven't even gone real hard with the exercise. Just by behaving myself with the food, I've already lost 3.6 kilos.
That's in 7 days?
Yes.
Really good.
No, five. In Monday, 1, 2, 3, 4. In 4 days.
In 4 days?
Yeah. It just shows how indulgent and lazy I've been.
Well, you know what? 3.5 kilos or so.
Excuse me, 3.6.
Still low.
Still a long way to 73.
I know.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Yep, look, Ricky Lee Coulter rose to fame in 2004 on The Witch season of Australian Idol, the second. She joins us right now as the host of the show. I love this. Ricky Lee, so many Gold Coasters doing great on the show this year.
Isn't that cool? Amy Shark, we went to school together at Southport High.
Go Southport High.
A couple of Southport bogans on Australian Idol. Who would have thought?
Put you in a difficult position.
It's so fun.
Here we go. Do you like Married at First Sight at all?
Oh, please.
I used to
back in the day. I haven't watched it for years. I felt like it just got a bit same for me.
Right.
Yeah, so you've grown up.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Wouldn't curse her like that.
Now, Ricky Lee, we are so excited. You are releasing your first album in a decade today. It's called On My Own. I would love to know, what's it all about?
This album is a hugely important thing to me. I have been working on this album for the last 10 years. Today, this album coming out and people finally getting to hear what I've been working on is just the most incredible feeling, and it's been a long time coming.
So it's just a bit of a taste. Let's play a grab of the first single, Ghost. Is that okay? Can we play a little bit of this?
Oh, of course.
All right. That is catchy as.
Yes.
Hang on. We're the judges on Australian Idol, Flan.
That's a yes from me.
it's a massive yes from me. Flan and I were bopping along.
Yes.
Spider.
But we're not the tough yeses.
Yeah. Oh, no, Spider.
Look.
Come on. It's a yes from everybody.
Have you got something else you can sing? You know, I just want to see.
You want to hear a little something else? Why don't you listen to On My Own? That's the title track of the album. You should listen to that one.
I want to hear that one.
That's what I was waiting for.
Ricky, today is International Women's Day. I would love to know what it means to you. I mean, is it important to you? Are you indifferent?
I think it's really funny. I grew up with a really – my mum is one of seven, and six of them are women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the majority of my family is very, very much strong women. And I grew up with this really strong sense of confidence, a sense of who I am, a sense of pride, body confidence, all of that. And it's because I was surrounded by so many strong women growing up. And I think that's really made me who I am. And also women that had to be independent. You know, my mum was a single mum growing up. When she moved to Australia, she moved to Australia to start a better and new life for me as a kid. And I think that that is such a testament to her. And she worked, you know, six, seven jobs at a time. She was working in fish and chip shops. She was selling jewelry. She was, you know, pouring drinks at nightclubs, and she was a cleaner, and she did all of these things to put a roof over my head and put shoes on my feet and put lunch in my lunchbox to get to school. But her working so hard meant that I had to be independent. So I had to make, you know, she might get home from work at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I had to get myself up out of bed and get myself to school and get my uniform on and get myself to the bus and get myself home and do my homework. And I had to be responsible. And I think growing up with, you know, my mum's example that if you want something done, you have to do it. You have to be responsible. You have to be independent, and you have to be able to do things for yourself. And that's exactly the reason I am the way that I am. It's the reason my album is called On My Own. And it's the reason I believe that I've had so much success is because I'm like a dog with a bone. I don't give up. I never let go. I never give in.
Good girl. What a beautiful answer. Thank you so much for sharing all of those personal insights. Beautiful. Yep.
Hey, let's celebrate brand new album, Ricky Lee, On My Own. It is out right now.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you again. So good to chat.
Thank you, lovely.
Pleasure. Thank you.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Well, on this beautiful International Women's Day, I wanted to have a chat with one of our fantastic clients who owns Hello World Travel Agency in Mudrabar. Her name is Poppy. She's 79 years of age, and I know she won't mind me saying that. She's had 60 years in the industry and still working strong. Good morning, Poppy.
Good morning, and thank you for that introduction. 79, I know, but I feel like I'm going on 21.
And you sound like it too. I tell you what, how does it feel to hear those words and me saying that you've been in the industry for 60 years and still working hard?
I just love the industry. I love my clients. I love telling people where to go in the nicest possible way.
Now, Poppy, can I just let you know, on behalf of all Gold Coast women and women everywhere, that you are such an inspiration. My own mum, she's 76 years old and she's still working full-time in Brisbane. And it kind of makes me cranky when people presume that over 70, should be retiring. What would you say to those people?
Absolutely not. You know, we've got such a wealth of knowledge. We're so understanding. And it's trying to teach young women that are coming up in today's world that they have to get out there. They have to network. You know, don't be afraid to enter into some area that's unknown to you, because everything presents a challenge. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, okay, you go down another avenue. It's as simple as that. But always enjoy what you're going to do.
What does International Women's Day mean to you, Poppy?
Oh, look, I belong to a women's organisation for many years called Soroptimist International, and they are throughout the world. And we come together as professional women, helping young professional women to learn about the industries that they're in, or supporting villages overseas, etc. I mean, we've built pyramid loos in Papua New Guinea. We've supported, you know, 20 villages in Thailand, etc. And so everybody decided that there should be an International Women's Day. I mean, we have a chocolate day, we have all sorts of other things, but, you know, this is really important for women to understand. We are so lucky in this country. I know at the moment we don't think so, but we are. And I came here 47 years ago, and I've loved it from the day I set foot, just to enjoy what we have here and support other people overseas. That's so important.
Well said, and you've obviously seen so many changes and advancements in relation to gender inequality in your 60 years of working. Do you still think we've got a long way to go?
I don't think we've got a long way to go. I think we've just got to be persistent and, you know, own ourselves and be confident in what we're going to do.
Exactly. Well, Poppy, thank you so much for your time. And honestly, as I said earlier, you are just such an inspiration for so many of us women working here, right here on the Gold Coast. So thank you for all you do, and for all your travel needs, go to Hello World at Mudrabar.
That's all right. Been a pleasure talking to you, and happy International Women's Day for every woman that's out there.